FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenToTheRef.com presents the North Football Show, featuring comments from head coach Joey Paradine and a member of this year's team. This show is brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville Estate Emporium, Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union, and by United Fidelity Bank. Now, here is your host, Dan Agurski. It is week 6 of the North Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you, filling in for Dan Agurski, and we have a fantastic show for you today. The Huskies getting their second win of the year just last Friday against Bossy, 34-8. The defense getting takeaways, the offense in the air, on the ground, clicking on all cylinders. And now the question is, what does that mean for Friday as they try and go and play modern day homecoming, try to upset the one-loss Wildcats? We're going to find out the game plan from head coach Joey Paradine. Also, we'll hear from the senior guard, Aiden Wargle, all on the North Football Show, Week 6 on WREF. All thanks to our sponsors, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Mike Carey, the agent from Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance. We'll take a step aside, hear from head coach Joey Paradine on the other side, right here on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new places, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 6 of the North Football Show, the head coach, Joey Paradine. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you, coach. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Happy to be here.
Congratulations on the win, a 34-8 dub against Bossy last week. Take me through, how'd your team get it done?
Yeah, you know, we were able to start pretty fast, fortunately, and, you know, our kids were able to create several turnovers defensively. You know, we had actually three touchdowns returned defensively, but only one of them stood, so that was kind of frustrating. you know, I thought our kids, you know, played really hard all the way to the end. You know, second half was not, you know, was not clean and crisp like we wanted it to be. You know, our credit to our kids for, you know, doing enough in the first half to make it a game that wasn't really ever really in doubt. Again, things that we definitely feel like we can improve upon and get better at for sure.
You know, one of the things that seemed really cool about this game, obviously the win, yeah, but for you guys, the offense seemed balanced. You had success in the air. You had some success on the ground. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been something we've been striving for quite a while within our program, but, you know, more so, you know, just this year of just trying to find any type of consistency where we can, you know, generate some big plays and making sure that, you know, we are able to, you know, stay on the field at times, you know, maybe have some long sustained drives and be able to put the ball in the end zone. So that's ultimately, you know, our goal each and every Friday night, but, you know, give those, some of those kids that made some big plays for us in the passing game some credit, Jake Timbarge and, you know, Egley and Baggett and some of these kids that, you know, have been really working on that and then trying to make that, you know, come to fruition. So, you know, hopefully that's just a little bit of what we're growing into, but we'll see, you know, how these next few weeks transpire.
Nothing new because he's been doing it. He's one of the leaders on this team. What did Jason Rucker show you on the ground?
Well, I think, you know, Rucker is obviously a kid that has been in our system for quite a while, has done some really good things for us offensively on the ground. But I think, you know, more than anything, he showed he's a pretty balanced player. He's been able to improve his pass catching out of the backfield. We've had moments where we've even split him out into a, you know, into like a wide receiver role. So, you know, I think Jason is probably one of the tougher running backs that I've seen just as far as, you know, his stature and his level of play. You know, he's not afraid to put his nose in there and, you know, block anybody or run against anybody. And, you know, I hope I don't jinx myself, but the kid, you know, he just, any nicks or bruises that he gets, he's able to play through. So, you know, hopefully that continues to be the case for him because he's just a tough kid that does, you know, everything we ask of him and then some. And so we need to continue to have some big games from him.
34-8, a win against Bossy on the road. North gets to their second win of the season and their fifth try. Now, Coach Joey Paradine is here on WREF, week 6 of the North Football Show. You know, Coach, you're talking about the defense, and yeah, the defense played extremely well, only allowing the one touchdown, came in the third quarter, had some takeaways, one of them returned for a touchdown. The other ones that were returned, they get called back. It's a little frustrating there, but at the same time, your defense was extremely strong. What led to the takeaways? Not just the 8 points that you allowed, but the takeaways are something that really sticks out, I think, to a lot of the people listening to this interview right now.
I mean, obviously that's, you know, something we focus on quite a bit. And, you know, it's something we challenge our defense with each and every week. You know, every time that we create a turnover, and even more than that, if we're able to create a turnover and score, you know, that obviously changes the tide and the momentum of the game. And, you know, we had several of those instances. And you know, our kudos to our defense too. There was a couple of times where they got their backs, you know, against the wall because of you know, the field position or an untimely turnover on our offensive part. But our defense just, you know, continues to, you know, challenge itself and get better. We obviously need to continue to be, you know, more fundamentally sound in each and every situation. because we've got some young guys that are, you know, stepping up and learning as they grow throughout the season. But, you know, I think, you know, to see a kid like Amon Kincaid, who's a junior this year, who was able to get an interception, and then, you know, Ricky White, who was able to, you know, scoop and score on a fumble return. You know, those are two juniors that didn't have a whole lot of playing time last year. So, you know, hopefully those moments continue to transpire for them, and we're able to, you know, put them in positions to make those plays.
Head coach Joey Paradine for North Football leading them to their second win of the year, a 34-8 win against Bossy on Friday. They've got a big game this coming Friday against Mater Dei. We're getting closer and closer to dissecting that one. Well, we'll take a step aside right here on week 6 of the North Football Show right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Primetime Pub & Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course, their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub & Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on week 6 of the North Football Show with the senior guard, Aiden Wargle. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Hey, Aiden, really appreciate your time.
Yep, no problem.
So, a 34-8 win against Bossy, second win of the year, and after the Rights game, I'd imagine this one felt pretty good. The offense was clicking on all cylinders, had some success on the ground, had some success in the air. You're in the offensive line, you're in the trenches to make it successful, to make that offense hum, but what was it like playing those four quarters with the offense succeeding the way it was?
Well, it is definitely a morale boost for the team here. It's been a little rough, honestly, on the offensive side, but that game hopefully brought us back on track for the season. We just had to play hard and play football like we know how to play football.
Again, I'd imagine for you being in the interior of the offensive line, seeing the success on the ground with Rucker running angry like he does and everything else in between must have felt really good. But right now you said a bit of a morale boost for the team. How is that affecting the team off the field, behind the scenes? Do you feel the difference as one of the senior leaders?
Well, for the team, you know, you could definitely tell that we were down because we're not winning games that we should. But with that win, people are starting to get a little bit more confident, and our record's starting to look better. So we're finally seeing what we're able to do on the field.
Now, I get it, and that's great. Modern Day is a whole other beast. They're coming in as a one-loss team, and they're coming in trying to prove something with you guys celebrating homecoming. So let's talk about that, the game plan against Modern Day and what you have to do in your 111th to get it done.
Well, the whole team has to play hard regardless of the team or opponent or anything. We just got to look past their record and who they are. Every team has weaknesses, so you have to find their weakness and just execute your plan, and you can win any game.
Okay, so well then what's Modern Day's weakness that you're trying to exploit?
I feel like our run game on the inside will be beneficial this week. They like making sure they don't let anybody to the outside, so we're going to try and run it down their throat, maybe hit a pass when they're least expecting it to really damage their defense.
I feel like you're a little biased. Interior offensive lineman saying that the run game, the interior run game is important. No, I'm kidding. I could tell that you're being honest, but it is funny. No, Aiden Wargle here on WREF, senior guard for North football. Now 2-3 after a win against Bossy and trying to go to 3-3 with a win against Modern Day, 6:30 kick on Friday. Now, Aiden, like you said, Modern Day, a really good team, and now every team has some weaknesses that you guys are trying to exploit. Then again, for you and your team, and as a senior leader, you have 4 games left to patch up your weaknesses. So what do you think the team needs to be focusing on, not just for this week of prep leading up to Modern Day, but for the last month of the season before you get into the postseason?
Well, our coaches always preach alignment and assignment, and I think that's very big because we've actually had quite a few plays where we miss a line and that cost us a big play, or we miss an assignment. We have to execute every play as best we can in order to be as good as we can.
I know that in some regards this has been a difficult season. Then again, you guys had an extremely difficult schedule to start the year with 3 of your first 4 games being Castle, Memorial, and Wright. So maybe not dealt the best hand in the first half of the season. I know you said the morale was boosted with a win, which kind of implies that it might have been down a little bit. But do you and the rest of the roster recognize that, hey, yeah, we lost 3 games, but those were against some really good teams, or is a loss a loss?
Well, a lot of the team sees it as a loss, but I'm trying to remind them that we had some of the best 3 opponents on the start of our schedule, so those don't define who we are, and we can still turn it around. Have a good season.
Let's see what happens this upcoming Friday against Modern Day. Aiden Wargle, the senior guard for North football here on WREF Week 6 of the North Football Show. Hey, Aiden, really, really appreciate the time, and good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All right, so Aiden was talking about Modern Day. Joey Paradine, the head coach, will talk more about Modern Day when he rejoins the program on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Primetime Pub and Grill should be your choice in Newburgh and in Evansville for fine dining. In addition to the new menu, great new flavors and new prices, you can also enjoy everything from delicious appetizers to burgers, salads, wraps, and of course their signature entree, prime rib. Primetime Pub and Grill has a full bar and also serves brunch Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Owner Dave Parker has also opened up Prime Sports on Highway 261, serving pizza, sandwiches, salads, wings, and much more. Prime Sports now open in Newburgh, serving sports fans and entire families.
Back here on week 6 of the North Football Show with the head coach Joey Paradine. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach, getting ready for Friday night against Modern Day. Big game on the schedule, and I'd imagine it's one that a lot of your team, a lot of your players, that is, had circled on the calendar when the schedule was released. So, against Modern Day, what's it going to take to get your third win of the year?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of just continue to repeat myself. You know, it's going to take a game where we play about as clean as we possibly can, and you know, really go out and execute the game plans that are put in place, and obviously make some plays whenever we need to. You know, I think that's obviously been the sentiment this, you know, entire season. I mean, we see it in spots, but just not consistently enough. So, you know, that's going to have to be the case definitely on Friday night as we go and play a really, really good Modern Day team.
Modern Day, of course, led by Mike Gable, the Hall of Famer, the legend, the GOAT, certainly in this area. What's it like coaching against him? How do you have to get ready to coach against Mike Gable?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can say about Coach Gable. You know, he's obviously, you know, been able to have an unbelievable career. And, you know, a lot of his programs seems to just emulate everything that I think he probably stands for. And I think the one thing you can definitely say about his teams are is, you know, they're a very disciplined and hard-nosed team. And so I think that's probably what he would, you know, ask any Friday night when they take the field. That's what he wants them to do. And so, you know, I think that's obviously what we've got to make sure that we are not, you know, hurting ourselves, because they are going to take advantage of every opportunity. You know, they're going to be disciplined in most situations and occasions. And so, you know, we just got to make sure that, you know, we don't give them any extra opportunities or, you know, give them any help in, you know, making plays on Friday night.
How do you stop Tate Mallory? I feel like it's easier said than done, but how do you go about trying to?
Yeah, man, he's a headache. You know, he's been giving me some long nights right now just watching him on film. You know, the kid is, you know, you can tell he's just really athletic back there as a quarterback. He scrambles around and buys a lot of time when he goes to make some passes. And so, you know, I think that's probably the biggest thing for us is just, you know, trying to eliminate the big play that he's able to create with his legs. So, you know, that's like you said, it's easier said than done, because you know, watching film, he's been able to, you know, make a lot of defensive lines and even linebackers that are blitzing at time, you know, look silly just by them chasing him around, and then he scrambles around and makes a big play downfield. So it's going to be a challenge, no doubt. You know, we know that we're going to have to stay locked into coverage, and we know that we're going to have to make sure that you know, we're tracking him and trying to keep him in the pocket as much as possible. But we're just going to have to live with some of those plays he's going to make and just make sure that they don't, you know, become, you know, something that happens each and every down.
Head coach Joey Paradine for North Football here on WREF. Week 6 of the Husky Football Show, getting ready for Friday night, 6:30 kick against Modern Day, one of the bigger games of the season for the Huskies. Now, again, Modern Day, they've had a really strong start to the season, only one loss. And again, you guys have an opportunity here to go to 500 and then see what happens the rest of the way with four games, including Friday, left. So what's the vibe around the locker room by way of, hey, here's where we are, here's what we have in front of us, and how do your players feel about the current situation that your team is in?
I mean, our kids are excited that we were able to get another victory, and obviously we're, you know, halfway point now through the conference and through the season potentially. So, you know, I think our kids are starting to grow some confidence in some areas, and then they obviously know that they have a, you know, workman-like approach and know that we have to get a lot better in some certain areas. So, you know, our kids, I think, do a good job of understanding that, you know, whatever happens the week before, you got to let it go, whether it's a victory or a loss. You know, learn from the mistakes, grow from those mistakes, and then got to be ready to line down and play again against a really good team the next Friday night. So kids are excited for the opportunity. It's homecoming week, so that always, you know, makes things even a little better. But, you know, I think our kids are excited to see, you know, where we're at, you know, against a really good team, and hopefully have an opportunity to get a victory on a homecoming night.
North head football coach Joey Paradine here on WREF week 6 of the North Football Show, getting ready for that homecoming matchup against Mater Dei. Again, a 6:30 kick against the Wildcats on Friday. Coach, really appreciate the time. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Looking forward to it.
You got it. We take a step aside. You've been listening to week 6 of the North Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Primetime Pub and Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This North Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.